I've got Adam and we've got Alice from Reframe, and we're going to be talking to the Walkabout Man.
We are. We've got Ash Jury.
Ash Jury with the Men's Walk Club.
Hey guys, how are you going?
Yeah, great. Thanks for joining us here at Highland FM. Can you tell us how this all started?
It was about 12 months ago, actually. This Tuesday coming will be our one-year anniversary for the walk. I'd struggled for quite some time with depression and addiction and got out of a rehab facility in Sydney and was looking for something a little bit more to connect with the local community and came across this on Facebook.
And I guess from a year from the start of it to now, I guess it's actually grown?
Yeah, 100%. It's grown massively. The first walk was in the middle of winter last year. I did the first walk by myself and it's grown amazing since then. We've got 155 people in our local sort of Facebook group and quite a lot of following sort of through social media at the moment.
And you've got one out at Bundanoon too, don't you, I believe that?
Yeah, it just started. So it had its second walk on Wednesday. So in the last 12 months, there was only 4 walks across the country and it's now grown to 80 walks across the country.
Wow. And there's some amazing places out there at Bundanoon for these walks.
Yeah, it was beautiful. The first one I did with the guys, Anton is the fellow that's just started the one out there. Beautiful rural setting for sure.
So how do you find men engaging with each other with these walks?
Quite easy and it's quite simple. It's just a matter of guys just turning up for each other and just having a chat. Generally the guys will sort of split into sort of different groups depending on how many walkers we've got obviously, but it's sort of generally just a chit-chat about work and different bits and pieces. It doesn't necessarily have to get too sort of deep and meaningful, but when it needs to, there's plenty of guys there willing to listen. So,
Ash, it's Alice. I was looking at your website, well, the website for the Man Walk, and it was the slogan that I saw was Walk, Talk, Support, and I really liked that. And then it talked about connecting men in order to strengthen community, and I thought that was really beautiful. We've been talking a lot for the last 2 weeks about kindness for our Kind Hearts campaign, and it's extraordinary. I think we've talked probably about 19 interviews that we've done where we've brought people in, all different people from the community, to talk about what they think about kindness and how we can be kind to each other and to ourselves as well. And I think connection has come up with every single person we've spoken to from every single kind of perspective. And it always then comes back to community. So this idea that where we live is quite a big geographical area, there's people who are very isolated, particularly at the moment, and that if we can connect people, then we're winning in terms of battling that isolation and strengthening each other through just being nice to each other. Would you agree with those kind of sentiments?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, we all know what sort of the last 6 months has brought the Highlands and the world in general, I guess. But I guess with the Man Walk itself, there's no expectation. It's just a matter of turning up if and when you can. And the guys just kind of fit into a conversation. They find things that they've got in common, and it's just a general chat. So I think the biggest thing for me is being kind to yourself first.
Yes.
If you can do that, then you can sort of, you can hold your head up and put your hand out for somebody else.
Mm. Yeah, that's a good point.
But I think there's a lot of power too in the fact that even just Googling what you guys are doing, we can see that on, is it Tuesdays and Thursdays in Bowral? The walk?
Tuesdays and Thursdays in Bowral, and once we get out of the cooler weather, I've had some interest from Mossvale and people in Mittagong that would be interested in either starting their own one under sort of the same banner, or we've been looking at having a couple of afternoon walks for the people that can't sort of make the early morning one.
Do you have like young teenagers? Because today there seems to be a magnifying on a lot more mental health and in teenagers today. So do you have any teenagers that are in your group?
Not at this stage. The only sort of adolescents or kids that have come on the walk have been sort of sons of sort of fathers that already walk. So obviously the timing of the walk that we do, which is sort of ideal for me as a tradie to get to work, doesn't suit a lot of people. So
yes, I was just about to say we've been trying to recruit some of our reframers to come, but the 5:45 a.m. kickoff is a little hard to sell to our teenagers. I might have to talk to you about doing that afternoon one for some younger people. That's a great idea.
Yeah, I think that works. We've also got a fella that walks with us that's interested in doing sort of a mid-morning, sort of Wednesday walk for sort of the elder gentlemen that don't want to get up at sort of 5:30 in the morning to go for a walk. So there's plenty of scope within this for it to grow.
Yeah.
Not necessarily just the 2 walks that we do.
And can any man come? Is it open to any man?
Yeah, 100%. Obviously, we've got a bit of a sort of stipulation with kids coming, as long as they come along with their father or their parent figure, that's fine. But obviously, we're not allowed at this stage to have 14, 15-year-old kids come by themselves.
Yeah.
I guess I want to take it back to you starting this off. Like, I take my hat off to you, Ash, to come out of rehab and to put this all together and create something that's actually well-being and, it touches on all elements. I think kudos to you, because that's pretty huge to actually stand up and say that. So firstly, I really need to say I'm really proud to hear that you could do that and create this for other men.
Yeah, thanks. It's been a hard slog. I won't sort of try and brush over that at all. But
no,
there needs to be purpose in the end of it for me. It's the same as sort of with the AA and NA programs in the Highlands. It's open there for people to help each other to get better. And as I said, this isn't necessarily a mental health walk as such, but it gives men a space that isn't a sports club or the pub or something like that, just to be able to create new friendships. We've had a lot of interest from new people coming from sort of Sydney and thereabouts, a tree change kind of scenario to meet new people in the Highlands as well.
Yeah, it sort of engages all areas, but I think more than anything, for you, you would have seen this grow with your recovery, and I think, you need to give yourself a pat on the back.
Yeah, it's helped me grow as a person as well, so it's a matter of sometimes the guys will check in on me, and that's what it's about. It's not always about sort of me checking in on other people or such. So it has created community, that's for sure. And even with the local community sort of getting behind it with the social media posts, there's a lot of interest from the community in general, not just the men that go on the walk.
Mm. And I think you've nailed it there. Like, it gives purpose and it gives connection. So, there's a lot of evidence about that just in terms of general health and well-being. That's what we all need. We need something to focus on, and we need people to notice if we don't turn up to that thing that we're, to our purpose. And I think that's really lovely. I think you've nailed that for everybody in terms of just health and well-being and connection. And actually, there was a nice moment when I arrived earlier today here at Highland FM. If we're going to talk about community and how we're all kind of connected to each other, I actually met one of the Highland FM team called Robin, and she was so enthusiastic about this Kind Hearts campaign that we've been having. And she said, "Oh, who have you got on today?" And I said, "Oh, well, it's really exciting. This afternoon, we've got Ashtery from The Man Walk." And she said, "Oh my goodness, I was Ash's primary school teacher librarian at Mittagong Public School the whole time he was from kindergarten to year six. And he's such an incredible person, and we're all so proud. And please tell him that he's doing such a great thing there."
Oh, how delicious.
How nice is that?
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah, that's amazing. I probably didn't borrow any books from the library, though, unfortunately.
Well, you're still owing them.
No, I think it's great. It's Ash, it's Adam. How are you?
Hey, Adam.
Look, it's a great cause, and I think it's a great space. Obviously, for men, there's a lot of sort of bravado there, and I guess men don't like to admit that they need help or they need someone to talk to, and men aren't the biggest conversationalists either. So I think it's wonderful that you've created a space that's outside of the pub and the football field where, look, men can just sort of get together and shoot the breeze and walk and exercise and enjoy the beautiful Southern Highlands. So good on you, mate. I think it's wonderful. Now, if people wanted to get in contact with you personally or get in contact with Man Walk, how do they go about that?
We've got a couple of Facebook pages, and there's also a website, manwalk.com.au, which has got all the walks across the country. So it's not only the Barra one that we need to push. I mean, this initiative was started by three guys from the Kiama Rugby Club for the same reason, and it's just a matter of getting in contact with them and showing interest that you'd like to get a sort of a walk up and running. So, I mean, anybody that's listening to this at the moment that have got parents or fathers or brothers that don't live in the area, they can look up the website and see if there's a walk close to them. Mm-hmm. We've just won an award, New South Wales Men's Health Forum Award.
Good on you.
And in the space of the week after that, there was 12 new walks across the country opened up.
That's amazing.
And how many Ks do you clock up?
We do 4.2 in the morning. And it's a 45-minute stroll. It's not out there to break any records or, it's enough to get the heart rate up and everyone just sort of walks along at their own pace. So we've had guys in wheelchairs. We've had a fella that was 93 that came along. And that was just off his own bat. He wasn't pushed into it by anyone. He was just interested in coming along. So I guess the thing with the community too, that we had the opportunity where we've had Chippy with a musician and a doctor all walking together, and those sorts of people would not normally have a conversation together unless they're family. And they walked and spoke about the most random thing for 45 minutes, and everybody walked away with a smile on their face. So,
isn't that, that's the beauty there, them walking away with a smile on the face.
Every walk that I leave, it makes my day better.
Yeah.
And that in itself is what we're trying to promote, because if I walk away a better and happy person, you know, that's where this kindness comes into it, that I will then pass it on to other people during the day.
So you mentioned, Ash, there's 155. Is that in your particular group, or that's in sort of spread out over the villages, Mossvale, Mittagong, Barrel?
Well, that's sort of in the Barrel Facebook group. So obviously Bundanoon's just started up, so they'll start to get their own sort of membership within that. And then moving forward, we'll either... There's been talk about making it sort of the Man Walk Southern Highlands and putting everything under the one umbrella, but it's just a matter of trying to get as many walks, not only across the Wingicarabee, but across the country. So
now, for our listeners that aren't social media savvy or online savvy, if they wanted to just turn up at one of your walks in the morning, where would they meet you?
So the Bowral Walk leaves from Bowral Pool at 5:45 on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Yes.
And the Bundanoon Walk's on Wednesday mornings at 7:00, and it leaves from opposite the post office in the main street in Bundanoon.
If they want to contact, they could contact you through Facebook. That's just, is that Man Walk Barrel?
Yeah, the Man Walk Barrel, or even through the Man Walk website, they can get in contact with the administrators, and then they can then pass the information on to us.
Wow, that's amazing. Thank you so much for coming on, Ash. You know, letting us know what, you know, kindness is happened for you through even your recovery and going forth with this.
No, it's a pleasure coming on. It's a great opportunity to promote something good in the Highlands, and the kindness thing is massive for us, especially now. It's even more important.
Life has changed for a lot of people through this corona, and a lot of people sort of disconnected. So I feel like with this kindness, it is creating reconnections with people.
Oh, definitely. And the kindness, again, into the community-based setup. So we've had to postpone the walk a couple of times because of what's been going on with COVID, and the lovely people at the Capital Chemist in Barrel, not that we're probably meant to plug, but they reached out and they've given us face masks and hand sanitizer, donated it to the Man Walk so we can continue walking and keep obviously the social distancing and everyone can sort of get masks before we walk. So without that sense of community, this wouldn't happen. We'd have to postpone until sort of things calm down a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's the community getting behind the community, which is amazing.
That's what you want to see. And I think some people probably need connection at the moment because life, as I said, has changed dramatically for a lot of people with their jobs or not having jobs.
100%. I think generally the stigma behind men not talking is starting to ease. Mm. I've certainly found that with the guys that come on the walk with us, that there's a lot of guys that are very open and willing to put their hand up when they are struggling or when they're having a few dramas. And it's a matter of just having somebody that'll listen to you. You don't necessarily need somebody to solve your problems for you.
Mm.
That's where the kindness comes in, that it's just a friendly ear to listen and just know that they've got a bit of support.
And I think it's great. I mean, you guys get up at the crack of dawn. Great way to start. So you get a bit of exercise. You get, so you can embrace, well, I know when I sort of get up early and do my 7 sit-ups a week, Ash. Wake up, I sit up, I get out of bed, but you sort of feel refreshed. It's a nice way to start the day and a nice positive outlook. Well, I guess being a tradie, positive outlook on the building site, mate. Get to be kind to everyone and fit. Save yourself that exotic dance. See, did you do hens nights or?
I'm not much of a dancer, but once we get we'll get a man walk dance party up one day.
And we should. Yeah.
You have to come along though.
I look, yeah, my dance moves, I'd get arrested now, but look, I'm open for it.
We would support that 100%, Ash. Just know, Ash, if you ever need any support here at Highland FM, we would love to support you, so...
Yeah, I appreciate that. We'll definitely check in with that for sure.
Thank you, mate, for supporting our Kind Hearts campaign and for supporting Community Links Wellbeing and in particular Community Radio, Highland FM.
July's Kindness Month and Highland FM 107.1 has partnered with Southern Highland News and Community Links Wellbeing Reframe to promote kindness and understanding in our community with our Kind Hearts campaign. Kindness encourages tolerance and brings peace, happiness and love. Random acts of kindness and generosity of spirit are long remembered and restore faith in our society. Kindness is not something that demands hard work or huge amounts of time. It's something all of us can strive to achieve every day. And knowing that the power of the gift of kindness is is immense for both the giver and receiver, why wouldn't you want to help others more? So join us and smile, say hello, and be kind to each other.